Agnew.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Hey, a little bit of traffic congestion at I-10 West over there, running from about mile marker 339 to the ramp of State Road 228. That is exit 336. Going to be cloudy next couple of days. Looking for about a 60% chance of rain today with a high of 65. 20% chance of showers tonight and tomorrow. Overnight low 54 up to 67 for Sunday. 61 at AM 600 WBOB.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here, right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who have been listening to the show for the last 7-8 years, or maybe just tuned in yesterday for the first time, welcome back. But if this is the first time that you have stumbled upon the show, you are in for the treat of your life, because we get to speak with none other than John Edward. So, but before you do that, just know that this is a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening, as well as my viewing friends on Facebook Live, because I think I did it. It took me a little bit of time this morning, but I think we are live. So you can tune in at Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show. And so today, I am so excited because we have psychic medium John Edwards. Oh gosh, let me contain myself. I really am excited. I've been very calm up to this moment, but now it's time for you to share, for me to share how excited I am. You know, because none of us really knows what happens when a person, I like to call ascend, but when they die, that's what most people call it. Have you ever contemplated what happens to our loved ones when they pass on? Have you ever wondered where they are, where they go? Are they around us? Well, I am so excited because international, from childhood, international best-selling author and psychic medium John Edward has had the honor for 30 years to interpret the people, for the people that have crossed over. And so I am excited because it's not just him helping people who have crossed over and interpret what they have to say to us or they want to say to us. He also was the first one in 2004. In 2000, John pioneered the psychic phenomena genre with his television program called Crossing Over, and with John Edward. And He also did crossover or cross country. And so he was the first one to really break into this genre. And I'm going to tell you right now, when I was growing up, there were so many misconceptions about people who had this gift. And it didn't go up when I was growing up. It went beyond that. Beyond that, I mean, they used to burn people like John Edward on the stake because we didn't understand. But we don't need to understand. We just need to be curious instead of critical. And so since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that not only John Edward is here to do just that, but he's also giving away tickets to his Jacksonville show on February 3rd. And on Tuesday, February 5th in Melbourne. So you just wait. I'll tell you what you have to do. But right now, I'm excited that John Edwards is here to share his wisdom with us. Welcome, John, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Thank you. That was an amazing introduction. I appreciate you. Seriously. And I love the connection of being curious, not critical.
Oh, well, you know what? That's what I ask, you know, because there are times that I will share on the show things that I know that 7 or 8 years ago, I would have completely dismissed and called me crazy. But I have learned a new truth. And I ask people that if it doesn't resonate, to just let it go. I don't need to make people believe the way I do. This is my truth.
Right.
And now it's up to you to decide what your truth is. And so how did your truth begin, John, when you're going through this journey and perhaps maybe feeling a little different than everybody else?
Well, I started doing this work when I was 15 years old. My mom's side of the family had always been open to having psychics come to the house, and they would do everything from card readers to psychics to even seances, to be honest. And I never really subscribed to the subject matter. My dad was a New York City police officer and a career military guy. Wasn't something that he was fond of. And although I was closer to my mom's side, I kind of respected my dad's viewpoint when it came to like my mom and my grandmother having psychics come over. So I was never allowed to be around it. It was a request from my father, like, keep my son away from all that. Mm-hmm. But I would make fun of them for doing it. Like, I would tease my mom for having her tea leaves read or having her cards read. And, you know, she used to tell me to stop being so judgmental. And I was like, no, I just think it's funny that you're going to sit with a stranger and they're going to look at like coffee grinds and, you know, tell you your future.
Yeah.
So I came from a place of ignorance. I'll blame it on my youth.
Okay.
And then I had a reading with a local, actually now in Melbourne, Florida, Lydia Clark. She's the person who did my first reading. And she put me on my path. She actually blew my socks off. She gave me information that there's no way possible she would know.
Okay.
She validated things that were taking place in my life, but she told me that I had this ability and that I was going to change the way millions of people looked at field and her subject matter.
And we are going to continue our conversation off the air at Lillian's Radio Show on Facebook and at whenyouneedafriend.com worldwide. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Right here waiting for you. With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more, about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org. to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we are giving away two sets of tickets. We have for the, and I'll tell you where it's at. And February 3rd, it's at the Lexington Hotel Riverwalk. And that is on Sunday, February 3rd. And that event is from 2 to 4. So I'm giving, these are the yellow ones. The yellow tickets are for Jacksonville. And they're just giving two tickets. That's just a $200 value. And then the tickets for Melbourne are on Tuesday, which I'll be at that one. Tuesday at from 7 to 9 p.m. We will have the benefit of sharing the same space as John Edward. And for those of you who are going in there, you're going to experience something different and new. And John, you know, I was going to say this in my intro, but I think you already talked about it. You, with your father's expression to you that you adopted about, you know, or his beliefs that you adopted because you felt that you wanted to honor your father, which is, you know, this is woo-woo. When I was growing up, I was told that that was of the devil because we're not supposed to know our future. We don't supposed to know anything like that. As you know, people were burned at the stake because they were different. And so with that in mind, it wasn't until I opened myself to the universe, a new truth in my life, no longer conforming to what I was taught as a child, but being curious about what else is out there that I was sheltered from because they didn't know what they didn't know. So you said that you received a reading from a woman named Lydia Carr. And so,
yep, Lydia Carr, who's in Melbourne, Florida now.
Yeah, Lydia Carr, I'd love to have her on the show. So let's talk about what happened to you at that moment.
What happened to me at that moment was I was confronted with reality. And, you know, when you don't, I always say, I ask my audiences to not be cynical, be skeptical, and question everything. And I think it's important to understand that when you're questioning something, and especially now, like in today's society, there's a lot of polarization and isolationism and whataboutism that's taking place. And I think in order for people to evolve through, whether it be the collective consciousness of what's taking place or in your own personal lives, you have to be a questioner. And if you're a questioner and you're asking all the questions, you know, if you're asking why, you become wise. And I think that is my philosophy. I've always asked a lot of questions. So once I was confronted with reality by Lydia's reading, right, recognizing clear on that there's no way possible she could have known the things that she knew, I now had to say, something's going on here. And what I did was I immediately thought, well, she's a mind reader. She's reading my mind. Well, that lasted for about a week, you know, only for a very short period of time, because she told me things that eventually started to happen. Well, you can't read information in someone's mind if it's not there.
Correct.
So now I needed to expand once again and say, there's something going on here. Mm-hmm. And I went down to the public library, and I was embarrassed to check the books out. And the books were under the occult section back in 1985.
Yes.
They were not New Age, not metaphysical, not parapsychology, which sounds professional. Occult. So I literally sat on the floor of the public library, and I read every book that was available to me. And what I did was, I remember sitting there going like, this isn't psychic. This is common sense. Like, this is not psychic. Well, what I had to do was recognize that I had been psychic my entire life. I did not see it as being a special ability, superpower, or gift.
Correct.
It was just my, you know, normal intuitive voice. So what I try to get people to recognize is that folks in my field will kind of come from the place of using the G word. And the G word to me might as well be the F word. And that is the word gift. When someone says, I have a gift in this field, I hear in my mind, I'm more special than someone else, or I'm
Correct.
More special than you.
Correct.
So for me, the true gift is the connection, and I'm just a phone. So when you have a great call with someone, like when you're so happy about the way the call went, you don't hang up the phone and look at your iPhone or your Android and go, oh my God, thank you so much, Samsung Galaxy. Like, you know, you don't do that. You recognize that you're the conversation.
Yeah.
And that conversation is the gift. I just use my ability to be able to do that.
You know, it's wonderful that you have acknowledged that it's an ability, that that is a gift. It is a gift. And as you said, you know, people, the word, there's many words, like the word responsibility. We think of it as blame, shame, mm-hmm. fault instead of ownership. We think of, mm-hmm. you know, blessing as good fortune instead of, you know, blessing comes in all different size and shapes and wrapping paper. And so we have this shift that we need to take. How long did it take you to see that, yes, you did have a gift? And, you know, one time I used, I think of myself as this fluke. I was told at 7, I was not supposed to be much. I was not meant to, by my second grade teacher, that I would never amount to much. So nothing I ever did was special, right? And so I thought that anytime I did something special, it was a fluke. And I remember speaking to Radley Valentine. He was on my show. And I said, shared that with him. And during the break, he said, fluke, what a magical word. So gift, that could be a curse to some people, or the F word, like you said, is a beautiful, magical word that so many of us have like misused. What can you say about that?
Right. Well, I think that when people tie their ego to it, they hide behind it, right?
Yeah.
So there are words can either be boundaries in a good way or in a negative way. So when I see that someone in this field positions themselves as being gifted and coming from that place, mm-hmm. then I hear and feel the ego coming through it. And I think that you need to have enough ego when you do this work to do it, but anything more can kind of get in the way and mean that you can't be wrong. So I like to make sure that I let people know that I think, yes, in terms of humanity, we all have what could be our personal, you know, gifts. I just kind of, on a professional level, remove the word when I'm teaching, because I like to make sure that people don't come from a place of ego, because a lot of people who do this work get attracted to it because they're looking to separate themselves. And I grew up in psychic fairs. So I sat in a room full of 30, 40, 50 psychics at a time. And I learned how never to be. Because I remember recognizing like these people were weird. You know what I'm saying? Like they were, it just, you know, I would come home and say to my mom, like, these people are more psychotic than psychic. And she would laugh. But I was serious. I remember thinking, like, I expected, you know, when you think of a, you know, when you think of a priest or a pastor or a minister, you define that in your mind of someone who's a man of God. Mm-hmm. And then you get confronted with recognizing that there could be female pastors. And now you go, oh, well, hold on a second. There could be a woman of God too, right? So then you have to expand that vernacular, and your paradigm has to shift. So like all of a sudden I had to start shifting and say, well, there could be good people who work in the field and bad people who work in the field in every field, whether it be police, lawyer, hairdresser. So then you have to look at the motivation of the person who's doing whatever it is that they're doing. And it doesn't matter if they're a psychic medium, a hairdresser, a massage therapist. It's that person's energy and intention. So I started to look very early on, who are the people that I'm like resonating with and are coming from the same place that I am, and get this work in the same way, and who's using the work in order to take for themselves, whether it be for ego or financial gain. So I kind of separated myself very early on. Like, I want to be with the people who want to teach and heal. I don't want to be with the people who are looking for the spotlight.
You know, when you're talking, I'm identifying what you're saying as frequency. You're attracting your tribe because of who you are. And I said this yesterday. My mom used to always say, "Show me your friends, and I'll show you, and I'll tell you who you are." And you know, like-mindedness. And I didn't like that. That to me, I interpreted as you have to be hanging out with people that are much better. And that's how I interpreted it. Maybe she meant it in a totally different way, but interpretation is so crucial when it comes to communication. So how do you keep, 100%. How do you keep your ego in check? Because one could say, okay, this is my judgment. This person is weird. This person's not weird. But how do I keep my own ego in check? And what exercise do you go through, John, to make that connection with self?
So when I first started doing this, I was 15, very formative years. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're trying to find yourself, who you are ego-wise as well, on all different levels. And I remember probably, I don't know, 19, 20 years old, 18, I don't remember the year, but I was driving to a mall here on Long Island. And as I was driving to the mall, my friend asked me what I was doing this weekend. And I laughed and said, I'm doing what I'm doing every weekend, what I do every weekend. And I've been doing every weekend for the last 4 years. You know, I'm doing readings and I'm doing groups. And while you guys are hanging out in the parking lot, drinking beer and going to clubs and doing that, this is my life. This is what I do. This is what I'm, you know, what my calling is.
Yeah.
I said, sometimes I wish I could be normal, you know, and it was like a 3 minute passing conversation going to Roosevelt Field Mall. Well, that night I had 11 people coming to me for a group reading at my house.
Wow.
And when I sat there on the, that night when I sat there on the floor to give my explanation, nothing happened. And when I say nothing happened, I mean absolutely nothing happened. And it wasn't until 15 minutes into the nothing happening part that I was like, hello, like what's going on here? That they replayed for me as if I was sitting in the back seat, that conversation. And I refer to that moment as the humbling.
Yes.
Like, oh, you think this is about you. No, dude, this is not about you. This is about the people that we're sending to you. You're just getting in the way of it to help them. And that moment was probably one of the most pivotal moments for me where I recognized this is not about you, not about you at all.
I love it. And
that was the moment. Yep, that was the moment.
John, that is an amazing moment because that can make or break you. There's nothing. There's a little move. I'm watching. My husband and I are watching our 2.5-year-old grandson, and he loves the movie Sing. And there is a little character of this tiny little mouse who sounds just like Frank Sinatra. Seth MacFarlane plays him. But he has such a huge ego that his ego ruins his talent. And so the fact that, you know, we talk about we're all vessels and some people have huge vessels. And I always say it's so important to keep our vessel to a size of a thimble, because when we keep our vessel small, then little things will overflow us and create this joy. And it sounds like that's what you discovered at that moment. At that moment, you made the commitment to be a small little thimble.
I call it a shot glass. I call it shot glass ego. And I tell people all the time in all walks of life. I go, you need a shot glass of ego. I go, anything more than that is only going to make a mess.
I love it. I love it. Okay. For those of you who've been waiting on the side of your seats or trying to call 407-373-5959. We have two sets of tickets to give away. The first set's for Sunday, February 3rd at the Lexington Hotel Riverwalk. These are two tickets.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Top Republicans in the Virginia General Assembly are calling on Governor Ralph Northam to resign after he acknowledged appearing in a photo wearing a racist costume. House Speaker Kirk Cox and Senate Majority Leader Tommy Norman said today the governor had lost public confidence and it is in the state's best interest for him to step down. Now, Northam only appeared to acknowledge that he was actually in the photo last night as he apologized, saying it's not the same way he feels today. This is a photo from 1984. Now Governor Northam is calling into question whether or not he's actually one of the two people appearing in that racist photo. One of the people appearing is in blackface, the other wearing a full costume from the Ku Klux Klan. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the week on a strong note. After a strong jobs report, it was up by 64 points. This is SRN News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
American Electrical Contracting over on St. Augustine Road is expanding, and they need electricians. They offer top wages along with a benefit plan second to none. Paid holidays, vacation, 401k with match, bonus plan for all employees. A third-year electrician will get about 6 weeks' pay they did not have to work for. That's right, 6 weeks. 3 weeks vacation, six paid holidays, 2 weeks pay for bonus. Who does that? American Electrical. That's who. Call 737-7770 or drop by their office on St. Augustine Road.
Single-family houses and apartments are the key to passive income, a.k.a. retirement. No one knows this better than America's most successful investor educator, national radio host, self-made multimillionaire, CEO, and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley. You've heard him and his team on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team on location in a city near you for the Financial Freedom Seminar. Check the schedule and claim your seats at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rukab, the owner of St. John Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. Two Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp locations are now open in Jacksonville, 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95, and now also at 101 Monument Road, just off Atlantic Boulevard. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. 847 Dunn Avenue and 101 Monument Road.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Another crash over there at Beach Boulevard East at Hodges Boulevard. So watch out for that area. As for the weather, going to be cloudy the next couple of days with a 60% chance of rain. Should be tapering off sometime by this afternoon. High of 65. 20% chance of rain both tonight and tomorrow. Overnight low of 54. And then you get a high on Sunday of 67 degrees. Still 61 and AM 600 WBOB.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you could hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I'm your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal that we go through life with curiosity, because the person in front of you is a teacher, because they know something you don't know. And so I want to encourage you to discover the things that perhaps maybe they're teaching you how to be or how not to be. We're still teaching no matter what. We're also students. And so welcome to my classroom. This is where we learn and grow together. And I want to encourage you to continue the conversation at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is where we take personal ownership of our life. Personal, 100% ownership. And so how does that look like? Well, become a subscriber. And this is a totally free show that you get lots of gifts. Hey, by the way, be the 10th caller or texter. You keep trying, 407-373-5959. And you will get tickets, two tickets, one for the Jacksonville show on the 3rd on Sunday and on the 5th on Tuesday for Melbourne. And these tickets will be available, the 10th caller or texter for Jacksonville, the 10th caller or texter for Melbourne. And of course, if you want to learn more about where John Edward is going to be, you can go to johnedward.net. And that's where you find more tickets if you want to come. If you don't win the tickets, you can get more tickets, because you know what? If you have the money, you can go see it. So if today you get the opportunity, because you are listening to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, to win these tickets. So go to whenyouneedafriend.com, subscribe, and when you do that, you get my 90-day challenge to self-love ebook. You'll also get lots of free gifts along the way, and you'll be the first one to know who's on the show before anybody else, and you get the audio version sent right to your phones or smartphones or tablets. Second, while you're there, click on to the YouTube channel. If you want to listen to the after the show, the on and off the air conversation, then you need to subscribe to my YouTube channel. And that will send the YouTube video to your personal phones, tablets, smartphones, whatever it is that you like to watch the show. Then I ask that you click on to all my social media, follow me, like me, and that way you'll know when there's a Facebook Live. And so we can continue this conversation and grow with me, grow together, so that we can learn this new truth of personal ownership for our own life. No longer can you blame, shame, fault anyone into what your life is today. We own the key. Everything is given to us. And just like John is talking about today, we all have these talents, these gifts that if we open ourselves up with curiosity and we consider the fact that we also have these gifts, then our life will be transformed. While you are at whenyouneedafriend.com, I ask that you go to my sponsors page, because this is a free show. But it could not happen without the generosity of my sponsors. So I ask that you go to my sponsorship page and check them out and support them the way they're supporting the show. Now, if you don't like Facebook and all social media, you can go to podcasts. I'm on all the little podcasts that you can listen at your own discretion. And again, be the 10th caller for Melbourne, 10th caller for Jacksonville, and you will get free tickets. These are a $200 value to sit in the same space as John Edward. I am so excited about this, and I am looking forward to also sitting with John as I watch him create what was created, what was given to him by our Creator. And, you know, John, so grateful to you. Thank you for your generosity, for your time, for being here on the show and explaining some of these things off and on the air that, you know, we're curious about. Again, so you have shared so many different ways and how you've kept your ego at check. And we've talked off the air how to know if someone is using the gift incorrectly, because we all can abuse our gifts. We can all be abusers. But what's a telltale sign, if you want to share with our listening friends, what's a telltale sign that you just need to get up and go? Walk away.
I don't know if there's just one. I think you have to go with your. I think you have to go with your gut instinct. I think you want to make sure that information is coming to you and the person's not asking you a ton of questions. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference. Like there's lazy reading, and I say lazy reading is when you want to facilitate something. And sometimes I'll even use this when I'm doing like radio or TV live. I'll say, I'm feeling this. Is your dad passed? And then that gives them the opportunity to say yes and expedite moving through the information. But yeah. In a private session, I think, or in a group, you're going to hear me say, no, let me tell you. So I think the medium, the psychic, has to be the one to give you the information, not the one that's you providing the framework for them to color in the lines. So I think that's pretty important.
Yes. And so with that in mind, how do you, okay, so here we are. We want to know a little bit about our loved ones and the ones that have passed who have ascended. And so we briefly talked about reincarnation and, eternity is a long time. But what is that for us? Have the people that have crossed over shared with you a little bit more about the afterlife that you can share with us today?
So I love the question because it's the one that every publisher wants me to write a book about. And here's the reality. I can tell you that I've developed a sense, maybe an opinion, maybe a couple of theories about what the afterlife could be like based upon what I see. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you that I don't feel comfortable saying, here's what it's like, or here's what they are. And the reason is this. It's coming from my recovering Catholic framework. Mm-hmm. It's coming from my understanding of what I see, hear, and feel from people that come through. And generally speaking, I think it's multidimensional. I think it depends upon how we evolve here in this lifetime, learning the lessons that we came in to learn. I don't know if we come back so quickly when it comes to reincarnation, although there have been case studies that show that people have come back or that there are some outliers. But I think my whole focus is I try to only validate what I can for the people that are here. Mm-hmm. So I want to show that there's a survival of consciousness and that our loved ones and friends who have crossed. And by the way, I love the fact that you don't like using the word died because my background comes out of healthcare. And I remember first being on the floors of a hospital and the nurse on the floor said to me, the patient I was looking for had expired. And I remember the moment standing in the hallway. And I looked at her and I was like, excuse me. I had never heard that before. I said, excuse me? She said, yeah, Mrs. So-and-so expired. And I went, milk expires. Cheese expires. I go, people don't expire. And the woman looked at me like, all right, new guy. Like, okay. So for me, I never liked the word expired. I never liked the word dead or died. I think transition, I like how you said ascended because that's what it feels like. We are ascending.
Yeah.
And shift. But that's what I talk about. I talk about the people who have kind of shown me that since they're out of the physical world, how they're still tethered and connected. And, right now you have listeners that are listening to you on Facebook Live, and then you have listeners that are listening to you on the radio, but then you have listeners that are listening to you on podcast. And there's all these different ways that they're tethered to you. So right now they're tethered to you through all these different matters and ways. I kind of feel like that's what it's like. You're you and all these other people that are tethered to you, it's like they're in the afterlife and they're tethered to you and they come through and are connected to you in different ways. So I feel like energetically is how we're connected and it's through love. Love is the thing that connects us.
Yes.
So here it's like social media, but there it's energy and love. So we're tied and bound by love. And I think that's the universal like elixir. That's the universal adhesive, that's the universal solution, communication and love. And when ego gets in the way of that, then it becomes, how am I going to box this, sell this, own this? And it's not something that you can because it's something that just is.
Mm, I love that. I love your explanation. I think that that's very honoring because, many people on the show tell me, you need to, tell people what to do. And I say, no, I don't tell people what to do. I share information. And this is my truth. This is what I've learned. And this is the research I've done. I'm not good because the moment I say this is what you need to do, then I'm no different than anybody else. And so we need
to. Right, and then they don't take they don't take then they don't take responsibility for their actions.
Absolutely. Then they'll blame me. If it works out, great. And if it doesn't work out, then they'll blame me. And so I want everybody to take personal ownership. And for those of you who are taking ownership and you want to be the 10th caller or texter for the Jacksonville show, which is on February 3rd, and the Melbourne show on February 5th, which is a Tuesday, be the 10th caller or texter, and I will keep tabs of it. Now, you can also send me a private message at Lillian's radio show, because I want to make sure that you, for those of you who are watching at Facebook Live at Lillian's radio show, have the opportunity also to win these tickets. We have four tickets. Two for Melbourne and two for Jacksonville. And I'm so excited that today we have John Edwards, psychic medium, John Edwards. For those of you who have never dabbled in psychic or the paranormal or the metaphysical or anything like that, you know who John Edwards is, because I know John Edwards. And we are going to continue our conversation at Lillian's radio show off the air and worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here, waiting for you.
Commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today's teacher is John Edwards, psychic medium of the show Crossing Over and Crossing Over the World. I mean, he's world internationally known, and I'm so grateful that he took the time to be on our show today to share his love and knowledge. So we have a caller. Her name is Maria. But I cannot get, she's listening to me right now. I am so sorry. I cannot see you. So I cannot promote you to attendee or panelist. So you may want to sign in again so that I can see you. Now, secondly, we can continue our conversation, but John, with his infinite wisdom, we want to have fun, right, John? So
we want to have fun. And I have an idea. Can she communicate with you via text? Like, can she write to you? Can you see that or no?
Well, I tried to text her. It's like everybody's listening. Let me see if I can. You know what? She did say something to me. She said she wanted to talk about her parents and grandparents. That's who she
wanted. Okay, so I'm going to say, if Maria can hear me, and this is, I'm going to treat this like I treated the University of Arizona experiment. When I was part of the University of Arizona, they did something called the silent sitter experience, where I wasn't able to see the person or hear the person, and I just had to be able to read. So I'm going to tell you what I'm feeling, and then she'll have to validate for you, and you can validate for me if this makes sense. Okay. I feel that for Maria, that there is a father figure energy that's passed. There's an R name in the family, either living or deceased, an R name to me. Would be like, you know, Robert Richard Rose. There's an R name. It's their way of showing me like who they are, who they're connected to. It's a way of anchoring information, so to speak. And I feel like somebody passed from cancer. The type of cancer that they had, they must have had it twice because I see it in two separate areas. And I feel like the month of July or the seventh of a month has some type of meaning, birthday or anniversary. And I believe that one of them lost a child. There's a younger brother. So one of the people lost a younger male. So either like a son, nephew, grandson. But I get symbolism like above to the side and below. So above, if you think above, it's just kind of like a placement. So like it's older and below would be younger. And there's another Maria. So she must be named for somebody in the family because I don't think that she's the only M. So can she validate any of that if she can hear us?
I don't know. You can text me at 407-373-5959, Maria, if you are listening right now, or if anybody wants to text me and share something and give me, you know, I don't know what to do at this point because we were counting on having Maria, but you know what? It's all perfect. And so what I'll do is afterwards, John, I will send that information to you. Through Ashley,
awesome.
I'll get this. And is there anything else that you want to say to Maria?
No, I think somebody's one of three in the family, like one of three pregnancies, not including mom or dad. So I don't know if she's the only girl or like the baby girl, the first girl, but something about that. But I feel like it's important to know that whoever the people are that are coming through are around her, are connected to her. There might be either somebody in her family is getting ready to make a shift or a move. I don't think it's just a house move. It's like a logistical move in some way that's coming up. And then I think that there's an A name, like Anna, there's an A name that seems to be connected as well.
Okay. So I am going to have her listen to this if she's not able to listen to today. And maybe she will post it in what she's been able to hear or see. So for those of you who are listening or just tuning in for the first time, we are giving away, you're listening to our teacher today is John Edward. He's psychic medium. And for those of you who would like to see him, he's going to be in Jacksonville on Sunday, February 3rd in Lexington Hotel Riverwalk. And that's, I won't give you all the details there other than it's going to be from 2 to 4 p.m. So make sure that when you win these tickets, you can make it to that time slot. It's from the doors open. It's general admission. Doors open at 1, but the show begins or the time with John, because I don't see this as a show, John.
Nope, I don't either.
So I apologize.
It's one of the reasons why.
That.
No, I appreciate you said that. I actually refer to them as events. And I say to people all the time that a show where it seems like there's a performance and there's no performance involved.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, it's a classroom.
To experiencing what you share, because I really haven't experienced anything like this at this level. And so I'm excited to do that. And for those of you, be the 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959. And that would be for Jacksonville. The show, not the event, is on February 3rd and on in Melbourne. 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959. That is at on Tuesday, February 5th. And that the show, the doors open at 6 and from 7 to 9. We get to share and be curious and open. And so, you know, John, as you had said that the word curiosity instead of critical, consider that this is something that, you know, we all have gifts, we all have talents. To consider the fact that we all are able to do this, what can you say to someone who is skeptical and says, oh, I could never do something like this? What would you say to them?
I would say always be open, mm-hmm. always be objective, question everything, and allow the universe to show you differently.
Love that. I love that. So what is a good recipe? A good recipe for sitting yourself and placing yourself in an open place? Because many of us are bombarded with noise. Many of us are bombarded with, busyness. And we don't want to look somehow to that because maybe we feel alone. Maybe we feel depressed. Maybe we feel abandoned. And we don't want to look there. And in order for us to feel and open ourselves up, we must also experience all that other stuff too, or maybe that's not go ahead.
I'm going to wrap this up by saying, I think people need to create an environment around them,
okay.
whether it be one wall or a room, if possible, that is their room of beauty, is the thing that's their own energy, something that makes them feel connected. It could be, three photos of a place that you've been that when you look at the photos, it takes you there. Mm-hmm. So it centers you and balances you. People have those places that they've never been to but want to get to. Mm-hmm. Put that photo on your wall. Just something that gives you the opportunity to feel connected. And then slowly start to meditate. And meditation doesn't mean throw on a robe, sit in the lotus position, and chant. Meditation means focus. So maybe it's listening to your favorite piece of opera. Maybe it's your favorite country and western singing. Maybe it's your favorite classical music. Maybe it's meditation music. There's any number of ways to kind of help appease your sight, your sound, and create a feeling. And you want to create ambiance. Everybody's watched a romantic comedy or a romantic love story, and there's always that scene that gets created with the mood lighting, and there's that softness that it creates a mood, so when you're watching it, you feel a certain way. Well, just like a horror movie has a mood, it creates an energy and makes you feel a certain way. So you want to actually create the ambiance. You want to create the mood. And you can do that simply by getting a blue light bulb, getting a green light bulb, setting the stage, lighting a candle, and becoming in the moment, even if it's for 30 seconds, every day, 30 seconds, 60 seconds, and you build up. And I think creating your own sacred space is really important on that journey.
I love that. That's a great tip. And I want to encourage all of you to experience that moment where you get beyond yourself. And for those of you who would like to dip your toe and go to John Edwards' event, you can be the 10th caller or texter, or you can message me on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show. And the tickets are the phone number, or you can private message me, 407-373-5959. John, you have been an unbelievable, just a breath of fresh air. Sometimes when I
thank you so much.
Sometimes when I speak to people that are very gifted, and I'm going to use the word gift as in the purest sense of the word, like you said earlier, you can get full of that gift instead of gratitude, that other G word. It's more like this entitlement. And I have not picked that up from you at all. And I'm so grateful to you for coming on the show today and your generosity. So I don't know if you can
hear them. Thank you. I look forward to seeing you in person.
Me too. And for those of you, you know what to do. We've got 30 seconds left, and we're going to talk a little bit after the show at Lillian's Radio Show. Please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to